If you've driven on New York highways this fall, you may have noticed the ongoing recruitment effort by the state to find people interested in helping keep our roads safe this winter by working as a snowplow driver. To discuss this hiring campaign, we're joined on the Capitol Press Room by State Transportation Commissioner Marie Therese Dominguez. Welcome to the show, Commissioner.
It's a pleasure to join you.
So how many drivers are you looking for as we speak right now on December 2nd? And is the need disproportionately higher in certain parts of the state, maybe based on the amount of snow they might get?
First and foremost, we have an incredible group of folks at New York State DOT that work with us year-round to not only clear snow during the winter, but also maintain and operate our roadways all year round. And that includes fixing the roads in the summer, guide rail, et cetera. But in the winter, we really devote our efforts to making sure that we're prepared to make sure that the state system, all of our roads are operational during any weather event. So we've got about 3,800 supervisors and operators that literally focus their efforts on this particular task. And what we're looking to do right now is we're hiring up. We do it every fall. We hire up through the year, but in particular, we make a big push in the fall to bolster our numbers because the snow starts falling, and certainly this year it started falling early. With a big event that we had out in Western New York and in the North Country last week alone, it showed that you just never know when winter's going to start in New York State. Right now, we've got about 543 permanent and seasonal maintenance forces that we're looking to hire up. So those are both full-time positions as well as seasonal employees, because, again, we do bring people on just for the winter season to work for us. So anybody out there that's, you know, a recent retiree that wants to come back to work and utilize that CDL driver's license that they've got, we'll put them to work, and I think they'll have a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, in addition to fun, what is the pitch for a qualified applicant who might be interested in this job? What would you say is the reason to come work for the state DOT in this capacity?
First and foremost, I think we have one of the most elite snow fighting forces in the nation. We have a really dedicated group of individuals who at all levels work year-round to make sure that our roadways are safe, our bridges, et cetera. But I think the bottom line is that you have to be 18 years old. You have to pass a physical and a drug test. Most of the positions require a valid, clean, Class A or Class B commercial driver's license. It means that you have the ability to basically operate heavy equipment. But the bottom line is that you don't need a CDL. We're going to bring you in, we're going to train you, and we'll make sure that you get that CDL and you can operate the equipment. And we've got great trainers that help us do all of that.
And I have to imagine listeners are wondering, so what is the compensation that you're offering for the snowplow driving positions that you have open right now?
So you come in, these are great jobs with good benefits. It's state service, it's public service, so you get the health benefits that come along as a state employee. You get the base salary plus overtime. The overtime, obviously, is critical because as you look at some of these snow emergencies, you are putting in some extra hours. There's paid vacation and sick leave, and you get service credits towards a fully vested retirement with the state.
And who are you considering as potential drivers? Are there different pools of people that you're eyeballing? And are you competing with other municipalities and private companies for drivers?
So we're looking at everybody. The bottom line is that it's an incredibly competitive job market right now, especially for CDL drivers. This is a nationwide issue. We've seen it literally exacerbate over COVID because with all of the goods and services that need to be moved, what we've seen is a challenging environment to make sure that we're in a position to hire folks that come in, because we're directly competing against not just the state, but also local governments who are also looking for CDL drivers to help plow snow, but also do other delivery operations. We've seen the private sector increase their need exponentially, certainly as you've got, you know, same-day delivery options with some of these commercial entities. The bottom line is that we have an incredible work environment. And when you join the New York State DOT team, it's not only a great job, but it's a great place to work. And we think that alone, the camaraderie, along with some of the benefits, and you get to help people in your own community, the level of public service and the job satisfaction, goes along with it. So that's part of it. But again, this is a much larger issue in terms of the need for CDL drivers around the country.
And you've been in this position for a few years now, so you've seen the cyclical nature of this hiring effort. And I'm curious whether the legalization of marijuana has impacted your ability to find drivers, considering that as it pertains to commercial driver's licenses, marijuana is still a Schedule I controlled substance.
We have not seen that be a factor, no.
Was that a surprise at all? Were you like holding, you know, fingers crossed to when marijuana legalization happened, or were you confident about that not impacting your driver pool?
I think the bottom line is the requirements haven't changed. Mm-hmm. You still have to have a valid, clean Class A or Class B commercial driver's license, and then of course we have testing requirements. So that's the qualifier there for anybody that's looking to work in terms of coming to work for the state. So those requirements have not changed.
And should interested parties think of these jobs as where they might spend the rest of their career, or are these jobs potential launching pads to other employment opportunities within the State Department of Transportation?
I can tell you that I have met people who have started off literally at an entry-level job and over the course of their career have come in and are now senior managers within New York State Department of Transportation. There definitely is a career ladder that can be accessed depending on what you want to do. And I've seen people come in and see what the opportunities are across the department. And we definitely encourage that. We want to make sure that people not only are, they embrace the transportation mission, which is really focused around safety. And then there's all kinds of different ways that their career can grow and expand depending on what their ultimate goals are for their career. But we've also got folks that literally have been driving with us for snowplow drivers for 20, 30 years. I just met a man the other day who just, I was saying goodbye to him because he was retiring after a 37-year career, which is really monumental when you think about the level of commitment and the dedication to public service that goes into that.
And what happens for the rest of this winter if, let's say, those 500-plus vacancies or openings remain open? Do you have to prioritize certain roadways? Will drivers just have to work more overtime? Do you contract out services? What do you do if the worst case scenario happens and the 3,800 employees you have now are all you have for the rest of the winter?
So we've become incredibly adept at flexing and mobilizing our team and our assets. So whether that's people, equipment, et cetera, we make sure that we're leveraging everything that we have statewide to deal with whatever the extreme weather event is in any part of the state. So, for instance, the snowstorm in Buffalo that just happened just prior to Thanksgiving, we prepare. We're constantly monitoring the forecast. We've got very, very good intelligence, and we're preparing in advance of the storm. And as we saw the snow band start to line up, we literally prepare our resources so that we knew that Western New York was going to be more impacted, Northern New York, Watertown, north of there, et cetera. So we flexed our resources from Long Island, where we knew they would not have as much of an impact, and brought them out to Western New York. So we supplemented our resources in a way that allowed us to address the storm very quickly. And once we got the roads cleared, the state roads cleared in and around Western New York and Northern New York, we were also in a position to help the city and the county and some of the local governments clear some of their roadways, because it was a historic amount of snow that actually fell. 80 inches in Buffalo, I mean, it's not often that you see something like that in such a short period of time.
Well, when you flex resources like that from, say, Long Island to Western New York, is it snowplows that we're talking about when we talk about resources? Or are there bodies that are going there as well? Are drivers, say, on Suffolk and Nassau counties asked to help out in Western New York as well?
That's exactly what happens. So we move our equipment, whether that's snowblowers, snowplows, literally chainsaw crews, because oftentimes with these heavy snows, we have trees that come down, and we need Sawyer crews to make sure that we're clearing the roadways of any trees that might come down or any wires that get tangled. So the bottom line is we flex all of our assets, whether it's people and supervisors and trainers and safety personnel, to make sure we don't just send our drivers out there by themselves. They go literally with the equipment, but then they also have supervisors that go with them. We also make sure that our safety personnel go, so everybody gets a safety training every day. It's a whole team approach to how we fight snow. So whether they're doing it in their backyard, in the region of the state that they're assigned to, or they're literally going to help out in another part of the state, it's very much a team approach at New York State DOT.
In terms of building up, a farm system for the future, you mentioned how applicants don't necessarily need to have a CDL in order to apply, because you offer in-house CDL training and road tests to obtain licenses. Is that a new practice? And I'm curious what your experience has been in terms of retaining people that you hire through this process. Are you able to groom new future drivers who then go on to get that CDL through this process?
Yes, indeed. That's exactly why we instituted it. So it's something that we've developed over the course of the last probably like 5 years, where we're actually offering more and more CDL training. We've developed our capability internally to do that. But the bottom line is you come to work for us and we'll train you. And it allows us to, you know, once you get in, you get to see what the opportunities are working with New York State DOT. You might be a CDL driver and a snowplow driver one day, but in a few short years, you may be taking on new responsibilities if that's where your chosen career path takes you. But the bottom line is we just want to create pathways to opportunities to make sure that people, regardless of how they come in the door, they've got opportunity here to work in public service.
And finally, on a personal level, how do you feel about snow? Are you able to take your transportation commissioner hat off and enjoy the winter wonder, or do you just think about it as a pain in the butt that's going to require staff to be deployed and it's just more work and use for all your resources?
That's a really great question. I have to tell you that our mission is so diverse at New York State DOT. We are not only responsible for roads and bridges, but we have, we do work in transit and aviation, and we work with the ports. Our mission is so diverse, and it's all focused on transportation. And the great thing is that what's unique about New York State DOT is that we have such a robust mission to help New Yorkers, make sure that the roads are clear, make sure that our safety is intact. And the bottom line is that fighting snow and making sure that the transportation network is open and available for emergency personnel and everybody that's got to make sure that they can get through regardless of what the weather is. It's something that's actually a point of pride with New York State DOT. And we take it very seriously. We have incident command, emergency response, and our snow and ice fighting forces are all part of that. So we serve a much greater public need. But come join our team at DOT. It's a great place to work.
Well, we've been speaking with State Transportation Commissioner Marie Therese Dominguez. Commissioner, thank you so much for making the time, and good luck filling the spots.
Thank you.
Your business, agency, or service interested in delivering your message to more than 24 radio stations statewide carrying Capital Press Room? If so, visit capitalpressroom.org to contact our underwriting team.